WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A stopgap funding bill to avert a government shutdown at the end of the month is headed to President Biden's desk. The legislation will keep the lights on until December 20th. Lawmakers will now head out of town until after the election. With just 41 days to the vote, Vice President Harris and former President Trump are focused today on the economy. Governor Ron DeSantis is telling Florida residents in the path of Hurricane Helene to leave now.
You have time today to do what you need to do. Once it gets tonight into tomorrow, you're going to be out of time. So make these decisions now. Execute your plan.
The storm is expected to make landfall tomorrow night in the Big Bend area, a Category 4 storm with a possible 20-foot storm surge. President Biden's expected to announce a new package of military aid to Ukraine when he meets with President Zelensky at the White House tomorrow. This is ABC News. A new report points to multiple Secret Service failures in the attempted assassination of former President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania.
The bipartisan Senate report finds the failures at the Butler Farm Show were foreseeable and preventable. One county emergency services commander told the panel a pre-event walkthrough with Secret Service was incredibly disorganized and ended with the sense that there was really no plan. When shooter Thomas Crooks was first identified by law enforcement, word was never passed to the former president's detail, even as counter-snipers saw local police approaching Crooks with their guns drawn.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Thailand's king has signed a landmark marriage equality bill allowing same-sex couples to marry. It's the first such bill in Southeast Asia. It grants married couples full legal, financial, and medical rights, regardless of their gender. The bill takes effect in January. Pope Francis has recovered from a mild case of flu. He leaves for a visit to Luxembourg and Belgium tomorrow. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Need reliable electrician services? Look no further than Vans Electric. They've got the experts ready to help with wiring, lighting, and even full electrical installation. Their expertise doesn't stop there. Thanks to their partnership with Blue Flame Heating and Cooling, all your heating and air conditioning needs can also be met. Together, they're your one-stop shop for keeping your home powered, comfortable, and safe. Call Vans Electric at Blue Flame Heating and Cooling at 715-268-2264 today.
This is the final weekend of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Don't miss your last chance for adventure. There's hilarious entertainment, delicious food and drink, live armor jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. Discount tickets available at Cub Foods, Menards, Quick Trip, and Walgreens. This is our closing weekend, so the gates will be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get your on-site parking pass and plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com. Only 3 days left this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Law Library will have a new name. The state's high court and the director of state courts announced it'll be dedicated to Lavinia Goodell. She was Wisconsin's first woman to become a lawyer. In 1874, she overcame barriers to practice law and worked to open the doors to other women. Currently, the library is named after former conservative justice David Prosser. That was a controversial move in 2016, in part because Prosser put his hands on the neck of a fellow female justice and claimed self-defense. He was recommended to be found guilty of ethics violations, but justices recused themselves, so the charges went nowhere. Brett Favre revealed Tuesday that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The revelation came while Favre was testifying in front of Congress over a controversy that started in 2020, where he was accused of misusing funds intended to help low-income families. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight, a low in the low 50s. Mostly sunny and warmer for tomorrow, a high around 80. And low 80s with a mostly sunny sky Friday. For the upcoming weekend, more sunshine than clouds and temps stay mild with highs around 80. Currently it's 72 degrees.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Marathon County DA opens a criminal investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Denny's moving of a voter drop box. Plus, Earl Ingram Jr. joins me in studio. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road, as the Badgers get ready for their first road trip of the season, and it is the Big Ten opener. Yes, Wisconsin and USC, a Big Ten game, obviously much talked about for quite a while, and now it is almost upon us, as the Trojans actually opened Big Ten play last week, had a down-to-the-wire game with Michigan, Wolverines scoring a touchdown late in that game, but a very entertaining back-and-forth game. Badgers coming off a bye, and now get ready for a little bit of push before the next bye in early November, joined by the head coach of the Badgers, Luke Fickell. So let's just recap the bye. And, you know, the old line, perfect time for a bye. You guys make it a perfect time for a bye, whatever it is, right? So how did you treat it? What was the week like for your guys last week?
Well, it was pretty consistent. I mean, you know, twofold. You want to get back out there as soon as you can, but you also got to be smart with it. So you have a plan going into before the season even starts to how you're going to handle the bye week. And the generality is we like to practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and make sure that, you know, it's a combination of, you know, the week to come, but also, hey, what are the things we need to focus on? What are the things we need to do to get better? And what are the things that we're looking at for the long haul stuff? And then as coaches, you know, obviously you're kind of self-scouting. You only have three games, but you want to find out, you know, self-scout-wise, some of the things that you're doing and what do you need to adjust and adapt to? And then start to figure out, like, okay, what for the long haul is this going to do? You don't want to just get right. For me, I don't think we just want to get right into the USC stuff, because by the time you get to game week, sometimes you could be a little bit bored with it, but there's the ability to be able to do both. And then some way, somehow have a little bit of time to kind of clear your mind. Like, coaches will go recruiting. Our guys will get off. We went Friday morning and then kind of gave them off the rest day Friday, Saturday. They come back later on Sunday night to get back into the routine of a game week.
Sports at this level, it's just such a fine line, too, it seems. I mean, you look at schemes, but I've heard you talk enough about fundamentals. Doesn't matter who you're playing, ball security, all of that, that's a good chance to reset. If it's a simple step one way for an instant, could cost you big defensively, all that stuff, right?
It is. All those things you hit in the bye week as well. You know, you focus yourself doing the ordinary things extraordinarily, and that has a lot to do with taking care of the football. That has a lot to do with leveraging the football. The things that, you know, everybody says, you obviously big plays, the things that lead to big plays, positively or negatively. Obviously, a big play negatively is a turnover and your ability to take care of the football. And then most big plays against the defense, you know, probably come down to some version of leverage and tackling. And, you know, so those are the things, you know, apart along with a lot of other, but the fundamental little things that no matter what week it is, but in particular on a bye week, that you really kind of hammer home.
This sport, or any sport, it seems, is so much about confidence, too. And I don't know if there's a magic wand or a certain thing that you say, but if something goes sideways to try to learn, move on, next play, which sounds really easy from the couch or from a broadcast booth, but from a player's perspective, when it's, you know, been a thing prior to your arrival, trying to reverse that trend, that's one of the big tricks, isn't it?
It is. I don't know that it's a trick, you know. I mean, but what's the formula? I don't know. You know, we keep talking about it. I've said it from the time we started camp. Nobody can just say, have confidence. Nobody can just grant you confidence. It's comes in different ways, and whether that's individually, whether that's as a team, whether that's as either side of the ball. I know this, that I got kids myself, and when they walk out the door, if there's one thing, there's a lot of things you want them to have instilled in them, obviously. My wife does a better job probably than I do, but we have gold standards. But if there's anything else I want them to leave our home with, is to leave with confidence, and that just adds to a variety of things, whatever it is that you're going to attack in the next phase. It's the same way for our guys, right? I mean, you got to continue to do things that are going to give you the chance to build your confidence. But there's not a magical recipe or formula, or if we just do this or speech, it's something that has to be built over time.
I've heard coaches through the years say, too, even if someone is still trying to grasp a system, a specific scheme, like whatever you do, do it 100 miles an hour. Be all out. Something to be said for that?
There's no other way. And that's obviously a coach talk, but there's no other way of learning and playing this game, because things are going to happen so fast. And it's easy as a coach in the film room to press pause and to see the things. And even as a player, you can watch the film over. You got the tablets on the side. Now, I'm going to know everything now. The ability to play really fast, the ability to make mistakes really aggressively and fast, is a great way to gain confidence, because you can see things that are happening in front of you. And if you can start to anticipate, it gives you a greater opportunity to make some of those plays, which helps to build that confidence, for sure.
You mentioned the self-scout portion. Now Jack Del Rio has been here. He's seen a few of the games now. He's starting to get his feet wet back into the college game. And again, your entire staff is involved, but somebody like Jack, is his value really ratchet up now? Okay, three games in, we like this. Might need to tweak that.
Yeah, it's anytime you've got somebody that obviously can be honest with you, but has a different perspective and eye, and sometimes even a newer guy is even better because they haven't been here. They don't understand. Well, okay, so that's how it's supposed to work. Well, you know, from a guy that hasn't seen it, that's not the way it looks. It's not the way it's working. So I think he gives a very different perspective, and obviously the things that he's been in, but also at what he's seeing, because he hasn't been here for a long time. So it's pretty just blank slate, really honest, really open, obviously with a unique eye for a guy that's, you know, coached for a long time and played for an even longer time.
It's the first time we visited since the Alabama game, and Tyler Van Dyke, it's, you know, kind of the clown question. Well, how's Tyler doing? Well, I'm not doing well. I got hurt and I'm done for the year, but the surgery that he's had, everything okay? Like, yep. Start to rehab
just
here?
The other day. So this is the grind right here for him. You know, obviously the long haul, the mental side of things is what I always worry about with guys, athletes, when they get hurt. You know, it's never easy, but this time right here, these next 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days, it's really tough, you know, because the pain, it's a big surgery, and you know, not knowing exactly where things are headed. Getting over that hump, I think that's when you can start to get back into the rehab and things like that. And so we want him around as much as he can. I don't know that he can travel just because of the surgery, but he will be a part and be with us. And you know, we'll get him on his way to recovery.
Yeah, and as you mentioned in your news conference, you know, the long-term decisions, you'll have those discussions. But if you think of last year, Chez stayed pretty involved when he got hurt, right? Game 4. And, you know, maybe he couldn't travel all the time, but he's the staying engaged part. Again, that sounds like, of course, you're going to do that. It's still not the easiest thing.
No, it's not. And in this world, it's becoming harder and harder, especially for guys that, you know, that haven't been here for a long time. You know, this is a unique one, right? I mean, you know, he wants to be here. He wants to be a part of it. And that's the way we want him to be. But I know that, you know, I think Chez, when he got hurt before at some point in time, I'm not sure that maybe he traveled or maybe he was around as much. And there's many different ways of doing it. You know, and like I said, with this landscape today, that a lot of 1 year guys, I mean, I don't know, maybe guys disappear after, you know, if their season ends. That's, you know, way it sometimes is done in the NFL. I don't know that. Mm-hmm. But not the way we want to do it. Yeah. We would want him to be here, to be with us, to obviously help push him through and see him through all that he's doing.
We talked before the season. It was after the announcement that Tyler was going to be the starting quarterback, but you've been impressed with Braden, and it's not something you're just saying now because he's the starter. The way he progressed from last year, spring, fall camp, there's a lot to like about him, isn't there?
There is. And he's done a really good job. And obviously last year he was a redshirt freshman and was thrust into a really difficult situation, you know, and he did a good job. He handled it. He didn't bat an eye. I think that experience is going to give him, you know, a leg up, obviously, in this next opportunity. But he has changed, I think, from that off season through all the way through the fall camp and the battle and all through spring football. Not just as a football player. I mean, he's always kind of understood the game. He's always understood the system. He's been really sharp with that, whether it was last year or this year. Obviously, he's a further another year along. But his ability to be a leader, his ability to kind of fit in with everybody, I think, is something that he has grown a lot in.
As you got him from the portal, like a high school player, you could probably get to know over the course of time. This is a little different, although I think Phil, there was at least a relationship before Longo. But how much of that in the intelligence, because everybody talks about how smart he is and how has he has such a grasp of the system. When you're in the midst of talking to him about coming here, are you able to kind of get that, okay, this guy really, he gets it?
I'd like to say, yeah. I mean, you do understand that, I think, with you know, guys when you start recruiting them, even in high school, because not that they know what they're doing in high school. I mean, high school is a different animal. But you do have an idea of what kind of a football intelligence they have, and you do some things when you're doing on official visits. You would think that when recruiting a quarterback, especially a transfer one, that you would have a lot more in depth and understand what they learn and what they know and how they learn. But as fast as those things happen, and as fast as even it happened with Tyler, you have to assume, based on some of the things that you've watched and the people that you've talked to, where they are mentally and how they handle things, because it's not a long courtship. And it's not one of them things like the NFL draft, where at least they've got a few months to do interviews and you know, put guys on boards and things like that. It happens a little bit quicker.
All right, we'll see Braden in the starting role on Saturday. Again, that game will kick off at 2:30 Central Time out at the L.A. Coliseum. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. We'll continue with the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin,
so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com, a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. A bit later in our program, we'll go to the players portion. We'll visit with receiver C.J. Williams, as well as defensive lineman Elijah Hills. But we continue with the head coach here for the next 10 minutes or so. The run game, the offensive line, I mean, as much as, obviously it was a tough day against Alabama, a really, really good team, capped an obvious statement there, but is it fair to say you continue to see some things out of your offensive line in the run game in particular that, okay, you could build off of this?
No, we have. I mean, there's been a lot of consistency, and I think that's where you really have seen those guys continue to grow. We know that there's ability. We know we have to be able to continue to run the football, but the consistency that they've shown, and I mean that all the way back from, even spring to fall camp, and even through the first three games, there has been. I mean, I know we all want bigger plays and we all want some different thing, but like, if there's anything that's been truly consistently good, it's their ability to kind of control the line of scrimmage, their ability to get hats on hats and give us a great chance to run the football.
In the meantime, I'll circle back to what we were discussing even a few weeks ago about trying to build depth there. I know been a player or two a little bit banged up, but are you seeing some progress there with the other offensive linemen? So many of these guys, their careers are just starting.
Another great thing for a bye week, is finding ways to get more reps for those guys, because you just never know when they're going to be thrust into the action, right? And a lot of those guys in that second role are true freshmen. There's a few of those guys that you're counting on if something were to happen. And the more reps that you can get those guys in some competitive situations, it's only going to help. And so that was a big focus of the bye week as well, trying to have that balance between, too much and getting guys beat up and getting guys hurt in a bye week. But for those young guys, man, it's just every day is about growth at that position in particular. And we like some young guys that we've got. We got to continue to build them and get them some opportunities.
It seems like this is a very general statement. If somebody either side of the ball can make a big play, if it's an explosive on offense or a big play on defense. I was looking back at your season at Cincinnati 3 years ago when you got into the playoffs. I was visiting with Jaheim Thomas about this a few years ago when you won at Notre Dame. That was two top 10 teams going at it. That was obviously huge. But within that game, I think Sauce Gardner had a pick in the first half, kind of a big one, ended a drive.
Red zone. And
it's like,
in the red zone.
Is that, if you're looking at, not that you remember or don't remember, but but those things, I've heard from coaches over the years where it could become contagious. You get a big play like that, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, yeah, we could do this. And then another one, then another one. You believe
things got to happen, but we got to make them happen. And in particular, that's a game that you refer back to. And heck, there's a shot on the slot receiver that was a big play on the Kyle Hamilton kid, who's a phenomenal player, and for a touchdown. There's a big play. And things like that, whether it's a big game, whether it's just getting momentum, getting confidence, they got to happen. And right now we haven't had as many of them. And I think that's that, even in those first couple weeks where, you felt like you controlled things. You didn't put things away like you needed to, but what it came down to was those opportunities to make some of those plays. And you're right. They do start to happen, but they don't just happen. Somebody got to go make it happen.
And you rely, I would imagine, on your leaders. You call it the leadership council,
yep,
too. I mean, there's so many things that you guys can say as coaches, but you need these other guys to maybe, if they need to say something, go ahead.
That's where we've got to continue to grow. We knew this was going to be, a mountain that we continue to climb this entire year. And there's going to be pits and there's going to be things that happen. But you got to make sure that those guys from within are the voices of that locker room. And, yes, there's a leader. Yes, there's, the head coach, myself, that's up in front of those guys every single day trying to continue to push the messages and the mentality to what we're doing, but it's the guys within that locker room that really control and really are going to grow this thing. And that's where, you know, you got to rely upon those guys a lot more, not just on the field, but off the field as well.
Part of the beauty of sports is you never know who's going to be that guy who makes a play. And we're so early in the season, but I mentioned we're going to visit with Elijah Hills coming up a bit later. First couple games, he gets a couple pretty sizable sacks. You know, young man from Albany, FCS program, a really good one. As you try to, you know, get depth going and productivity on the defensive line moving forward, it's safe to say he's going to be a pretty important component to that.
He is. And he's done it the way you'd love to see guys do it. I know he's kind of only a one-year guy. And I'll say kind of. He is only a one-year guy. But he came in without a name, you know, out of obscurity, what you'd say from, you know, Albany or something, and has done it the way that you wish you could do it, right? Guy comes in and, you know, maybe he's third team, and he just all through spring ball, all through fall camp, like just is a guy that has consistently grown, and it's shown in the first few games.
I asked him what it was like playing a 15-game season, which they did last year, getting to the semifinals, and about taking care of your body. And he said, yeah, you know, you got to be conscious of that, but it's also, you're in the playoffs. So you're hurting, but you're in the playoffs. Yeah. So that's everything. And, you know, that's the goal of every program, to be able to be in that position.
And I'm sure that, I didn't really talk to him much about that, but I'm sure that that's one of the really good things about some of those guys coming from, you know, maybe a smaller division of some sorts, that they've, you know, whether they've played in front of 100,000 people or 85,000 people or on national, like, those guys have been in some of those playoff games. There's high stakes, and 15 games shows you that, you know, there's a consistency that you have to be able to play with to get your team to that level. And that's what I maybe didn't recognize as he walked in the door here, but have taken note to now that you kind of bring it up. and it's not a surprise to me that he's continued to kind of consistently grow over these last 7 months he's been here.
Turn our attention to the Trojans now. I mentioned at the top of the show that was a down-to-the-wire game. It was a really good college football game to watch for a fan. It's, you know, Caleb Williams, now rookie, Heisman Trophy winner, now with Chicago Bears, Lincoln Riley, well-known reputation of developing quarterbacks. Looks like he has another one. I'm not saying Heisman yet, but a real good one in Miller Moss.
There's no doubt. I mean, I think that maybe a little bit different, obviously, than maybe some of the guys he's had in the past. You know, with not saying without the ability to run, but more ability, maybe even just in the passing game and his ability to maybe deliver things on time and make every throw. But it's probably the way you want to see it, right? I mean, I'm not sure they knew that. You know, obviously not a whole lot of opportunities when you got a Heisman Trophy winner in front of you. And, you know, he takes the bowl game and just completely blows it out. And I think, you know, proved and showed to, I'm sure, a lot of those people there that what he can do. And he's continuing to do it so far this year.
Yeah, you know, on the flip side, you have guys that, again, this season is really just starting. You know, if it was Tretch in the bowl game, really showed up. Bryson Green, who's been around for a while. You believe in that there can be like, okay, I did this. It's a pretty good team, played against LSU down in Tampa. I'm going, all right, I did it then. I can. There is a little bit to be said for that.
No, it's still about playing the game. It's still about, you know, there's spring ball and there's fall camp and there's a spring game or a spring scrimmage. But the greatest evaluation is when the lights come on, and you know that we got an opportunity to see some of those guys last year in the bowl game, and maybe late in the year, like a Tretch who didn't get to play early on and was hurt, and you know, and even in the first three this year, that's where you guys got to understand, like, all the work that we've done is to give us the opportunities to go out there and perform, and that's what we've got to be able to do, and we got to do it better
defensively with SC. Obviously they've got Danton Lynn cross town from UCLA, but they also have a lot of transfers who are playing, like, it's half a dozen, I think, from a year ago who have transferred over. The personnel, it seems, has upgraded there a little bit.
I didn't study their personnel as much last year, but I do know they've got a quite a few transfer guys on that side of the ball, a few from UCLA that came over with him, so probably have a better grasp of the system as they put it in. But they are very talented. They got length. They got athleticism. They are a challenge in a different way, I think, than maybe they had been in the past, and it shows.
I ask coaches this all the time when you get, especially a first road trip. You know, you love the home environment and you know all that goes with playing here. But being on the road sometimes isn't the worst thing in the world either, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, you know what? Some of your times your teams are really kind of built on the road. And you know, whatever happens, it's just their ability to go, to be by themselves, to be basically that's all you got, the people that load up on the plane. I know there's other people there. There's families. But to go in a hostile environment, to go in an environment like this, I mean, you learn a lot about yourself and each other and a lot about your team when you go on the road, and that's what I'm excited about.
All right, Badgers and USC. Our coverage starts at 12:30, kickoff set at 2:30. It will be a sellout. The capacity at the Coliseum these days, 77,500. An historic game for those folks as they are hosting their first Big Ten game. It's conference game number 2 in their new league, but it's the first home Big Ten game for USC football. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll visit with Badgers receiver C.J. Williams. He's next as the Luke Fickell Show continues, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll talk more about the American Stability Act, the transformational legislation that will protect and raise up the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on Air.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Time now for the players portion of tonight's program. In a bit, we'll hear from Badgers defensive lineman Elijah Hills. But right now, we check in with C.J. Williams, wide receiver out of Mission Viejo, California, a transfer from USC, now in his second year with the Badgers. Couple of catches, good for 53 yards through the first three games for C.J. One of those catches went for 50 and his first collegiate touchdown in a Wisconsin uniform that came in week two against South Dakota. Beautifully designed and executed play. Tyler Van Dyke executing it perfectly. CJ was wide open, and sometimes when you're wide open, it isn't as easy as it looks. I asked him if that play seemed as though it was unfolding in slow motion.
That ball was definitely rolling in slow motion. I think that's the hardest catch in football, right, is when you're wide open. And it was just a really good play by Tyler on his part, kind of pulling it and seeing that that corner was going to bite. It was something we kind of saw in film, knowing that the safeties were coming down in the run from like a ceiling at 12 yards, and the corners as well in cover two were going to fit hard. So props to him for seeing it, because, you know, I ran the route. I didn't know if I saw it, but I knew I was wide open, and he threw a dime and, you know, obviously 50 yards.
So. It's one of those, it was the joy of the moment, but is it part CJ too? Like, okay, but now I'm here. Let's go. Let's get a lot more of these.
Definitely. It's a relief thing. I mean, obviously catching the ball is a relief, and when you're wide open, you always want to do that. But then also just getting your first one, you feel like you got your foot in the door, and then you're kind of just wanting more after that, and you're growing in confidence. I think that's something that came with me in high school, and hopefully it's carrying over in college, and I know it will in this next game. So
Year two for you now. You're the seasoned vet. You've been around the block. Yes, tell us how you feel now. You're level of comfort with mm-hmm. the offense, everything that goes with, and everything around the University of Wisconsin.
Got
compare
you.
Now to when you first arrived on this campus.
Yeah, well, I remember when I first got here, it was 17 degrees outside, snowing. Kid from California that never seen snow in his life and never been in weather that cold. Mm-hmm. So it was all just an adjustment period. And I think this year for sure, and I think it showed in the second game, just in how I play, I'm definitely more comfortable, whether it's in the offense, whether it's with my teammates around me, the receiver coach, or even the receivers. You know, I'm just a lot more comfortable. I feel like, and that comes with the growing pains of being in a program for maybe only 1 year and coming in to something new. Obviously, you go your entire freshman year and you're somewhere else, and then you kind of flip switches and go somewhere completely different. So being comfortable and just being here, it's a blessing, right? Something that it comes with the ups and downs of everything, but it's definitely an up now that I'm comfortable and I'm here.
No, you're in a position group with a lot of dudes. I mean,
sir,
really good players. Take us into that, you know, those meetings. I mean, yourself, Bryson Green and mm-hmm. Pauling and Tretch Kakahuna, all that group, close knit. How do you, really competitive, right?
Definitely.
A lot of helping one another too.
Definitely 100% competitive. Like this is a group of very competitive guys that are also really, really good guys. I think that's the best thing about all of us, is like we're all great guys that are just trying to get better at football and trying to see the other ones succeed while also succeeding ourselves at the same time. Obviously, we have our two veteran guys, the older cats who are older than me in a year, older than me, Will and Bryson, who are great leaders, and Hawk as well, who obviously earned a scholarship this well and deserved it more than anyone. All just really good leaders, right? Will, Bryson, kind of the vocal guys, while Hawk is the guy that does every single thing right. I think you need a guy like that in there as well. And just having Will and Bryson that kind of lead the group, and for the younger guys specifically to kind of like pave a path of where they're supposed to be going and how to do things the right way, it's something special. And then also you have Tretch, who is considered a younger guy to a lot of people, but he's a mature guy, mm-hmm. mature beyond his years, and plays the game like it as well. So I think just having a group full of really good guys, Quincy and Vinny, two guys who are, you know, goers, like natural football players, and also just good guys. It adds to our group, not just as, you know, players. We're all a little different. We all play a little bit different. But also we have different personalities, and they're all good personalities. Mm-hmm. So it never makes mm-hmm. it like a, I don't want to walk in the receiver room right now. I don't want to talk mm-hmm. to him. Like everyone, you always want to talk to everyone in that room.
Let's circle back to Hawk and Anderson, a guy mm-hmm. from the area. I remember on social media, they put it out there, the video in one of your meetings. And the joy on, I mean, he obviously was thrilled.
Right.
But everybody around him was. That kind of speaks to how you describe him. I mean, that was really genuine, wasn't it?
It was a genuine reaction. I remember the day it happened because Coach Guyton gave Bryson the papers outside of the room. Like, they took a step out, and then he presented it to me. So to Hawk, and I was sitting on his right. Bryson was sitting on his left. He handed the papers, and I was like real confused at first. I was like, what's going on? Everyone starts cheering, and I realized. And I think just the happiness that on our faces, my face specifically, is just, I think that's a genuine reaction as to, you know, who he is as a person and who he is as a football player, and just how he does things the right way and how he's always celebrating everyone. Obviously, a guy that's been through the ringer of, like, it's his fifth year here, you know what I mean? And he's been there, he's done special teams things, and he does scout things for us when we ask him to. So just having a guy like that earn something that he truly did earn, it's special.
You mentioned Coach Guyton, yeah, new position coach, obviously.
Yes, sir.
I just, meeting him back in the spring, like within 2 seconds, going, boy, this guy's got a ton of personality.
Definitely.
He has that, knows ball inside and out. But I would imagine that the relationship is give us an idea, because from the outside looking in, I'm thinking, this is a guy that you could really have a great relationship with and talk about things beyond football.
Definitely. I mean, I think, like I said, our receiver room, and I think this to the highest level, I think a receiver room is only a reflection of its leader, right? If you have bad personalities, or if you have a bad personality leading the room, you're going to have bad personalities manifest throughout the room. That's certainly not the case with Coach Guyton. Just a really good guy, like a genuine good family guy who does everything, like I said, does it in the right ways. I think so does Coach Guyton, who's real straight up with you and talks to you about things, football and outside of football, right? For me, it's hard, right? I live away from Wisconsin. My parents are, 3,000 miles away and an eight-hour flight. So it's tough for me to kind of communicate with someone maybe of authority or someone who I look up to, you know, all the time, because a phone call can really only do so much. Text messages can really do so much. So I think it's nice having Coach Guyton here. And it's really added to, like, what we spoke about earlier, my comfortableness in the program and being in Madison. Just because he's such an open guy, he's outgoing, and he's really receptive to who you are as a person and just the things going on in your life. I think that's truly, it's a reason that I'm in the place I am right now mentally, and it's kind of showing on the field as far as my confidence and things like that as well.
You mentioned home is a long way away, but football in a lot of ways is a small world right?
Yes,
I mean,
that
the power of modern day, man, I know there's a history. We've talked about that before with Joey Bosé being back here. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, but if it's a couple guys at Alabama, knowing the game after that, you're going to know a lot of those guys. Is that, I mean, you have fun playing the game anyway, even more so with guys like that you're competing against who you know pretty well?
I mean, it puts a chip on your shoulder 100% when you go against a guy that you've gone against your entire life, right? Like, not to mention crazy name amount of names, but like DeMonte Jackson, who plays DB for Alabama. I've known the kid since I was 13 years old, and it was always like a big comparison thing between me and him, because he played DB, I played receiver, and we kind of grew up playing on the same teams or on opposite teams and even in other sports. So to be able to go out there and compete against someone I'm like I said, comfortable is a common word, but comfortable, and I've played against and really confident going against. It's pretty cool because you don't see that a whole lot, maybe if you move across the country, but I think because we're at such high-level programs, it's the reason that this is happening. And it's God's way of kind of showing us and making us familiar with one another, and it's really cool.
I know I've asked you this when you first got here, but the modern-day tradition, still keeping tabs on them?
Oh, 100%. I mean, last week, who did we play? Trex knows who we play. We beat Bishop Gorman.
The Vegas program. Yeah, absolutely.
Me and Trex had some push-ups on that game. So we went over to Bishop Gorman and beat them at their house, which is something I did in high school as well. So I was happy to see those guys pull it out. They have a squad right now. New head coach, but, you know, similar guys that were freshmen when I was there, and I was a captain my senior year. Those guys are balling out right now as a senior, so I'm happy to see it.
That's Badgers wide receiver C.J. Williams. We'll take a break. When we continue with the Coach Fickell Show, we'll check in with another one of the transfers, somebody with a couple of sacks already, part of that Badgers defensive line. We'll hear from Elijah Hills coming up on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
A reminder, our coverage for the Badgers and USC will begin 12:30 Saturday afternoon from the LA Coliseum. Kickoff set for 2:30 Central Time for the Badgers and the Trojans, the first ever home Big Ten game for USC. Of course, it is the conference opener this year for the Wisconsin Badgers. And also, if you haven't heard, I'm guessing most of you have, but for those who haven't, when the Badgers return to Camp Randall a week from Saturday to host Purdue, that game will kick off at 11 a.m. in Madison. Well, we had a chance to hear from C.J. Williams in our last segment, and right now we'll visit with Elijah Hill, senior defensive lineman out of Rockaway, New Jersey. He's a transfer from Albany, part of a team that advanced to the FCS semifinals last year. Elijah, so far, has two sacks coming in game one and two against Western Michigan and South Dakota, three total tackles for loss. I asked him about getting those first couple of sacks as a Badger. Obviously, a great, great feeling for the young man who's a big part of this Badgers defensive line.
Yeah, it felt too surreal, you know. It's like one of those things that you dream about and you pray about, so for it to come all into fruition, it was pretty remarkable.
I would look at your information when you had committed here. I'm thinking that with Albany, you were in the FCS playoffs, a 15-game season, which can happen now at this level with the 12-team playoff. Tell us what that was like. How did your body feel when you got to game 13, 14, and then 15? How did you hold up?
Yeah, so there's obviously wear and tear and stuff like that. But when you're on a streak and you guys are feeling hot and, you know, the momentum and the emotions are high, it's easy to keep going. You know, you got a lot of brothers on the team, so you lean on each other and you keep pushing for each other because you really want to make it to the top.
Playoff football is a new thing here at this level, so sounds like you enjoyed every second of it at Albany, right?
Yes, for sure.
Now coming here, making the decision, it sounds like it was a true whirlwind. Take us through that, because you weren't here very long, but you just felt right.
Yeah, so I took a bunch of visits. Like, I took like them all in a row. Like, I never really stayed at a spot for more than one day. I was waking up like 4 a.m., 5 a.m. for flights the next day. And Wisconsin got into the picture late, and they're like, you know, we got that one last day. We're not even supposed to be here. Like, we're about to fly out into a coaching convention, but this is the last possible day. And I gave them a chance, and Wisconsin being who they are, I gave them a chance, and I fell in love with the school with just being here and exactly what they told me, the schedule, and, you know, I just wanted to persevere and go through something, so I came here.
So who they are about Wisconsin, us old folks have an idea, but what was it about the players, coaches, what jumped out to you? Because you had to be, might have been a little bit tired here, but something got your attention here.
It was the development for sure. You know, they promised me that they'd be able to develop me into a good player. Not only that, just, you know, my body. And that's what I really needed, was a program that was able to do that and get me to a level where I can compete at the highest level.
You know, talking with Ben Barton, and when I hear from some of your teammates on the defensive line too, sounds like Coach Whitlow, he wants you guys. I think the term is, you know, shoot your shot. Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain instances where statistics can be deceiving, but it sounds like Coach Whitlow, if it's there, go get it. Don't lay back. Don't worry about the linebackers. Go make the play yourself.
Yeah. It's about being a football player, not football. So, you know, if you see some, go get it. You know, like, we're here. We're here for a reason. And if you can make plays, you got to go do it.
Tell me about your line mates. I mentioned Ben Barton. Obviously, you got Kay McDonald. You got Kurt Neal, all that group. How have you guys blended together here?
You know, with Coach Whit being our coach, you know, we really focus on being, like, our tenacity and just being strong. And so, like, we lean on each other. We watch each other. You know, we push each other. And we motivate each other as well. So, it's just easy, like, seeing those guys. You know, those guys go, and when I first got here and watching them go, I was like, I need to get to their level and then keep going. So that was what I was able to do with those guys.
And you had mentioned a couple of minutes ago the schedule. You're talking about the actual schedule itself, the opponents that you get to play here, that got your attention pretty quickly?
Yeah, it's hard to beat. And when they promised that they would develop me into a player that can go against those teams and match up well, I knew that this was the place to come.
Sounds like you got comfortable pretty quickly here. There was the commitment, obviously, back in January. But tell us what your summer was like here, just going through the workouts with Coach Brady.
Yeah.
And in Madison in the summertime is not the worst place in the world. So Hopefully you had a chance to have a little fun. But the workout part first, what was that like for you? Because it's, to say this guy's high energy would be an understatement.
Yeah.
Take us through that for you.
It was definitely a huge adjustment. You know, they kicked my butt when I first got here. And, you know, guys looking around like, dude, this guy got to get it together. But, you know, I committed to the program, to the coaching staff, and believed in the training staff. And I went after it, and I had to just keep going and just getting better and being able to be a part of the weight room culture and get used to it. And, you know, me buying in, I was able to put on a lot of muscle and put on some weight. So, you know, I'm thankful for these guys. They really got me to where I am right now.
And when that happens, I've talked to enough guys, if it's this sport, basketball, whatever, that once you can start to see the results, you look in the mirror and go, okay, this looks a little different. That's a motivator in and of itself,
for sure,
right?
For sure.
What about summertime? Summertime in Madison, you have a chance to get out and explore it all a little
bit?
Yeah,
it was awesome. You know, we take some trips out with, like, the position groups, different coaches. We go on boats and stuff. You know, we went golfing where you hit it off the little platform.
And, sure.
You know, we had a lot of fun this summer. We went out as a group, and, you know, we had a lot of fun in Madison.
Now, do you get on a real golf course? Do you go play?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
I just like swinging real hard.
Yeah, it's like kind of maybe myself. I don't, and that doesn't go really far. Well, your group, just from a football standpoint, I think Ben has talked about this, Ben Barton, that you guys feel like you can rotate a lot of guys in there. And I would imagine that's huge to stay fresh when you get to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, for sure. You know, being able to have a bunch of guys that you can trust and go in and handle the job. And then when it gets late into the game, we're still fresh and able to go against those linemen who are going to be tired. You know, that's a huge, huge advantage, especially pass rushing downs where, you know, they got to hold the blocks for a little longer so the quarterback can stay in there.
Final thought. You mentioned the schedule is something that's really attractive. And this is not to show lack of respect to anybody else that you've played, but when you look at the bigger games, what fans view as the bigger games, is there a different vibe with you guys during the course of the week? If it's, you know, if it's this week's game or what lies ahead as you look into October and November, but that first time around, is there just a little bit of a different vibe?
I would say no. Like, what Coach Whitlow says, we're always focused on us, you know, mm-hmm. and we're always focused on us getting better and making sure that we're doing our techniques and doing what we're supposed to, staying square and all that. So if we worry about us and do what we're supposed to, the opponent doesn't matter.
That's Badgers defensive lineman Elijah Hills, and hoping to make life difficult for that USC offense and that talented quarterback in Miller Moss. We'll take a break, back to give you the rest of the Big Ten schedule as we close things out of the Luke Fickell Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about the things on which we agree. I know they exist. Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot and Sports with Paul Noonan. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Broadcasting to Amory and northwestern Wisconsin at 1260 AM.
Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley,
we're in touch with you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. In touch with the City of Lakes.
In touch with you.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Mattenair on air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our West Coast trip continues live from Los Angeles, California, Hermosa Beach. Kelly Call, former CBS executive and producer of Just a Bit Outside, joins us live.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
Broadcasting to Amory and northwestern Wisconsin at 1260 AM.
Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley,
we're in touch with you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. In touch with the City of Lakes.
In touch with you.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Big Ten game on Friday night. Rutgers off to a 3-0 start. We'll host the Washington Huskies. Early window games on Saturday. Minnesota's at Michigan. Maryland is at 4-0. Indiana. Purdue has the home field against Nebraska. The night games, Ohio State at Michigan State. You got Illinois at Penn State. Brett Bielema's team coming off that big win at Nebraska last Friday. And Oregon will be at UCLA. Our coverage on Saturday will begin at 12:30. Mike Heller with the first hour of our pregame show. Kickoff set for 2:30. At the L.A. Coliseum, the Badgers and the USC Trojans, when last they met, it was in the 2015 Holiday Bowl. Jack Sitchy with the back-to-back-to-back sacks, three-sack Jack, as they call it. Wisconsin gets a late field goal from Rafael Gaglianone to knock off the Trojans in San Diego. We'll see if the Badgers can start this Big Ten schedule off on a good note as the Badgers and Trojans hook up at the L.A. Coliseum on Saturday. We will talk to you at 12:30 Saturday afternoon from L.A. For engineer Dave McCann, I'm Matt LePay. Thanks for listening on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A huge Hurricane Helene is expected to hit Florida, a Category 4 storm with a surge that could swallow entire homes. Governor Ron DeSantis says the time to leave is now.
You're going to have both wind and water hazards from this storm.